a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny.
Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. This is the Midnight Rider. Wow, we were working good there now. I guess that's kind of strange. Get a hammer. That always works. Hammers, hammers, hammers. It's in any studio, the most necessary thing is a hammer. Always a hammer. It's Monday night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. It is the 29th of October. Gosh, I say this at the end of every month. These months just fly by. I mean, they literally just are blazing away. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I did. Got to spend some time with the grandkids. And played with them a little bit, and my little 2-month-old granddaughter, just as precious as can be, spent lots of time with Grandpa, and the grandsons, wild and crazy as ever, just running around over and having a good time. So it was good to see them. Hope you all had a great weekend as well. Tonight it's open lines. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about tonight here on the program at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Things going well for the Ron Paul campaign. Numbers looking pretty good. Still not up to the goal that they were looking for the month, but they are at last check here, $2,431,642 for the month. So that's good. That's doing good. So that number's going to keep going up. I think they did pretty well. I think they did around almost $100,000 today, which is pretty cool. Can't beat that with a stick. But of course, they can always use more. And as a matter of fact, a guest I'm going to have on the show tomorrow night in the first hour is a young man by the name of Trevor Lyman, spelled L-Y-M-A-N. He will be on with us in the first hour. He is the individual who put together the website thisnovember5th.com, thisnovember5th.com. And he's got a pledge drive going there to get 100,000 people to donate $100 on the 5th of November. And so far, as of about 40 minutes ago, they have 12,619 subscribers, which if everybody who has subscribed and goes through with the pledge that they have there, that's $1.2 million. Ain't shabby at all, anyway. But the goal is to try to get him $10 million in one day so they can keep buying more ads, more TV, more radio. And it's a name recognition issue. A lot of us are on the internet and say, well, we know who Ron Paul is. Why are they buying TV? Because there's a whole lot of people who don't know who Ron Paul is and have not heard his message yet. And we have a short period of time to get this out there to the folks and get that information to them and let them hear the vision and hear the message of freedom and liberty. It's so freaking huge. I mean, we just have got to keep that up. And so Trevor will be on the show with us tomorrow night in the first hour. Friday night, we're going to have the Young Guns Roundtable again with Lee Rogers and Doug Owen and most likely Michael Vail, I'm sure, will join us. And be sure and be here on Friday night, plus maybe a couple surprises along the way during the week, just some things that I am working on to perk things up just a tad. You never know, may do another version of your rant this week as well. Just all kinds of things in the offing. But we'll take a break, come back around the corner. We'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443, dig into some news, and oh, so much more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, here on a Monday night, I've got to welcome a new producer for a couple nights of the week. We've got Manny, who's normally with us. Manny will be with us like on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. And now we got to welcome Michael. Hello, Michael, and welcome aboard to Republic Broadcasting. And Chris is there guiding him through everything. And see, the producer is like the main cog in the whole machine. And so it's good to have him there and working hard and doing everything just right. Yeah. So it's working good. 800-313-9443 is our number. If you want to join us, this evening, real quick, it's Mouseketeer roll call time as we take a look at the chat rooms tonight. First, let's go to the Republic Broadcasting Network, chat room at republicbroadcasting.org. Right there on the main page, just click the little chat room link. Boom, you're in. And grab a name and a password, and you're chatting. We've got Catherine, Fresh, Jack Spratt, John G underscore DDI, Michael, and Rogue Dolphin are in there. And I'm sure we will be joined by others in there as well. Then to the Midnight Rider Show chat room, at midnightridershow.com. We have 2012, Kisa Mogwai, Avery Jane, Doug, Mac Daddy, Ivanhoe, James, Josh, Kated Shard, K Barker MT working. I don't know what K Barker MT is working on, but they are working. Chris, Lee, Michael, Rob, Sidetracked, the Double O Viper, and Unda. So those are in the Midnight Rider Show chat room at midnightridershow.com. You can go there. Either chat room you can head to and pick a link and grab it there, pick a name, and you're going. Very, very cool. And always love to have everybody in chatting and joining us. If you've got comments or suggestions about the program, my email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. And so if you got any thoughts or suggestions or anything about the program, be sure and let us know. Start the evening off. Let's go to the telephone. Mike in Illinois, welcome to the broadcast. You are on, sir.
Hey, Midnight Rider, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. Before I talk about what I called for, I just wanted to say I was listening to you guys last week, and I think it was your wife that came on, and you guys were talking about your special needs child that was lost on the bus.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that, you know, my heart went out because I'm helping out with my nephew who has autism, and I just, like, thought that, you know, that's something that could happen to him, and I just, you know, it hit me, you know, like, I really felt for you guys when you guys were talking about that, so I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and he's doing well. He's back on the bus. He's doing good. I didn't have to follow him to school today, which I had to do Friday. He made me bird dog the bus to school.
You didn't put a chip implant into him or anything?
No chip implants. And I think what happened is when he got off the bus where the bus was parked at was a long part of the route that he goes on during the afternoon. And I think he recognized where he was at and started, I don't know why I'm here, and gets off the bus and just starts going back the way the bus came.
Right.
And so he had made it out to a busy intersection, and a lady just happened to, you learn more about the story as it goes along. A lady saw him. He had almost gotten hit by a car, and a lady saw him and grabbed him and called the police. And just so happened that the police officer does work with Special Olympics and knew my 17-year-old daughter, who is mildly retarded, that we adopted in 2000. And so just happened to put two and two together and knew where we lived and came over and got us. And so we had to go down and bust Slick out of jail. So we did that. And we didn't think at first he had been traumatized by it, but he evidently had. And I think the nearly getting hit scared him, just scared the daylights out of him. The walking part didn't bother him. But being hit really scared him. The police department part he loved because they were feeding him treats and candy and cokes and giving him everything. But he did well. I appreciate you asking.
No problem. I want to talk about, I just called it's a mainstream radio station up in Sacramento. I listen to online from time to time, and the host is pretty moderate. And he asked the question today: why are we about to bomb Iran when Pakistan has nuclear weapons and they're on the verge of, you know, revolution, and they pose a greater threat to us than Iran does? You know, why Saudi Arabia and Egypt, you know, all these countries that pose a threat to us. Why don't we mind them? You know, why are we going after Iran? And I just thought that was a perfect opportunity to call in and talk about the elephant in the middle of the room, and that was Israel. And I called in and I said, we're going to bomb Iran. The same reason we went to war in Iraq is to protect the interests of Israel, because our Middle East policy is pretty much influenced and controlled by Israel. And I told them I'm reading the book, The Israel Lobby, and every page my eyes are popping open at all this evidence and the facts. And then he basically kind of diverted and said Israel has a right to exist, and it's not going anywhere, and, you know, we shouldn't, you know, go to extreme, you know, viewpoints and stuff. And I'm not sure if he was referring to me. I didn't think my viewpoint was extreme. But anyway, so, you know, and I think he was Jewish, and despite that, you know, he still had an open mind, and he did say there was a strong Israel lobby, so at least he granted that. But basically, so we hung up, and the next caller said, you know, to the host, you know, I'm glad you put that mic, you know, you rebutted what he said. And I'm like, he didn't rebut anything. He just kind of diverted the conversation somewhere else. And I'm just thinking, well, what was the point of that? Did I get anything out of that? And I just wanted to say, people listening, every chance you get, call up these mainstream radio hosts and just put it out there that Israel is influencing Armenia's policy. Our soldiers are dying for Israel. And the more people hear that, the more it'll eventually kind of sink in. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, I appreciate, you know, and I, you know, nobody denies Israel their right to exist. I want to deny them their right to commit genocide. And that's what they're trying to do with the Palestinians in Gaza. I mean, they're, you know, they've tried to starve them out. They've cut their power off. They cut their water off. You know, Gaza is nothing now but a literal war zone. And what isn't blown to bits is now slums and ghettos. In what it, you know, 40 or 50 years ago was a beautiful place in the world, and now it's a hellhole. And you daily have Israeli soldiers. We see reports of it almost daily, of them shooting kids out of trees, kids playing, or kids for throwing a rock at them. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous, and they shouldn't be allowed to do that. And we as a country should not allow ourselves to be influenced by the lobby of another country. But we have allowed it, and it is a sad testimony of the traitors we have running the halls of Congress and the White House.
Absolutely. I look at a congressman or senator, I just want to puke because they're all in their pocket and they're not real Americans. I do want to play a devil's advocate with you there, because I was listening to another conservative talk show today, and he mentioned the fact that Israel was going to cut the power to Gaza, and he was, like, proud of it. He said, is that a problem? You know, when you got these Palestinians shooting rockets into your country, I mean, is that really a big deal, cutting off their power? What do you expect them to do? And I was thinking about it. Well, I mean, playing devil's advocate, how would you, you know, respond to something like that? You know, they're shooting rockets into your country. You know, big deal that you turned off the power.
Well, you know, it was maybe three or four decades ago that men like Menachem Begin and Ariel Sharon were themselves terrorists and insurgents, and they did unspeakable things to Palestinians and Arabs. When the Palestinians and Arabs welcomed them into the region, you read reports from the early 1900s, 1920s, things were fine. They lived right at, Jews and Arabs lived next to each other with no problem. And it wasn't until after World War II, and when they went to establish Israel, that the fighting began, and it was the Israelis who fired first. I mean, at some point, you know, it's natural law. It doesn't matter which side of a conflict you're on. If you're being attacked, you have every right to try to defend yourself.
Right.
I mean, bring your tank in and mow me down. What am I going to do? Just stand there? That's what I'm supposed to do? I mean, they never examined both sides of an argument. They put out a bunch of claptrap on a daily basis and expect you to take it all as fact, as well research fact, and most of these guys can't get the very basics of history down, and that's indeed the large problem, because they don't even know what they're talking about. They're just parroting somebody else's comments.
Yeah, well, this guy is highly informed and he knows what he's talking about. That's the insidious part. He intentionally misinforms his listeners. And the American people, you know, they just don't know any better, because their whole lives they've been fed a half of the story, just half of the story. And, you know, it's bad for us in the long run. I mean, that's the sad part. So,
well, it's what we keep coming back to, is this the perceived reality regarding over the real reality. It's they believe that whatever reality they create for us is the reality that we should accept. And they expect us to accept it. Mike, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. All right, we're going to grab a break. As a matter of fact, George Carlin talks about this. Somebody got him at a book signing. We'll play the clip when we come back. Pretty insightful stuff from Mr. Carlin. Back in just a minute. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're also being simulcast on TruthNet Radio, KU Satellite, up there in geosynchronous orbit, 22,000 miles above the Earth, beaming down a message of truth, freedom. And also to everybody listening on low-power micro-broadcast FM stations around the country, welcome to the program. And to all you micro-operators, thank you very much for the work that you're doing. It's very critical, the job that you do, and it makes it possible for us to get the truth to communities that may not get the truth, that all they've got are the cheap channel radio stations that spew Limbaugh and Hannity and that kind of crap all day long. Glenn Beck. It's vitally important, the job these guys do. And, If you know a micro operator, hey, slip him a little money in his hand. Tell him thank you. Him or her. There's some fine ladies out there doing this as well. And my hat's off to you guys, and just so much appreciation. And there's more micros coming, folks. They're going to be creeping up all over the country. And I'm soon going to have a micro broadcasting section on the Midnight Rider. Right now, if you want to find out more about it, there's a website called themicroeffect.com that kind of goes into what micro broadcasting is about, or just Google micro broadcasting. And you can get more information on it. But thanks again to everybody. Let's go quickly to Catherine in Montana, who is patiently holding. Welcome to the program, Catherine. You're on.
Hi, Mike. Excuse my throat again.
It's all right. Mine's just as bad. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and my cough drop. I just wanted to tell you a couple things here, and I'll try to talk as fast as I can.
Sure.
I was on a link last night that led to another link to www.redstate.com.
Right.
And on this particular blog and forum, which I knew a gentleman in Idaho that belongs to it, a former Vietnam veteran friend of mine, helicopter pilot. Anyway, on this particular redstate.com and blog, they are putting out a big fat no-no to Ron Paul's supporters, and I'll read this to you very fast.
Right.
It says, attention, Ron Paul supporters, life is really not fair. By Leon H. Wolf. It says, effective immediately, new users may not shill for Ron Paul in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Not in comments, not in diaries, nada. If your account is less than 6 months old, you can talk about something else. You can participate in the other threads and be your zany libertarian self all you want, but you cannot pimp Ron Paul. Those with accounts more than 6 months old may proceed as normal. It continues. Now I could offer a long-winded explanation for why this new policy is being instituted, but I'm guessing that most of you can probably guess. Unless you lack the self-awareness to understand just how annoying, time-consuming, and bandwidth-wasting responding to the same idiotic arguments from a bunch of liberals pretending to be Republicans can be. Which, judging by your comment history, you really don't understand, so allow me to offer an alternate explanation. We are a bunch of fascists, and we're upset that you've discovered where we keep the black helicopters, so we're silencing you in an attempt to keep you from warning the rest of your brethren so we can round you all up and send you to re-education camps all at once. Hey, we're sure, quote-unquote, some of Ron Paul's supporters really are Republicans. They can post at any one of a zillion Ron Paul online forums. Those who have earned our respect by contributing usefully for a substantial period of time will be listened to with appropriate respect. Those who have not will have to earn that respect by contributing usefully in other threads and not mentioning Ron Paul. Given a month of solid contributing, send one of us an email and we'll consider lifting the restriction on your account. You may now resume your regularly scheduled Red State activities, everyone but the Ron Paul spammers, that is. You can resume your regularly scheduled activities somewhere else.
P.S.
Comments to this post are closed. Complaints may be directed to the contact forum.
Right, exactly. They can't stand the argument on the issues. They can't win.
Right, and yes, can you hear me?
I can. Hold right there. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back.
Thank you.
Talk some more with Catherine about
this.
I know. Cool. Hold right there. We'll be back. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Monday night edition of the program. Glad you are with us. As always, our number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms wide open for you at republicbroadcasting.org and midnightridershow.com. Either one, always a great set of conversations going on in both of those. And like-minded individuals, and I love the interaction between the two. So if you're sitting there at your computer tonight, or wherever you're sitting, and you have access to the internet, pop in and join us here. We're talking with Catherine right now up in Montana about this article from Red State that basically says No more Ron Paul supporters wanted. We can't stand the issue. We can't deal with you because we can't argue against freedom and liberty in the Constitution and sticking with what the Founding Fathers had to say. That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it, Catherine?
Yes, it does. And it's very, very upsetting to read a link that led to another link to this and to actually think that these people think that they're standing up for other former or present conservatives, constitutionalists, Republicans, not rhinos, neocon artists, New World Order freaks in the Democratic and Republican parties. It's really quite pathetic.
Right.
But then another thing happened, if I may continue, and I do apologize
sure,
for my throat. I called the Senate offices today about the bill, H.R. 1955, and
okay.
I got a hold of Baucus's office and told them that I did not want to have Baucus vote for this, et cetera, gave the reasons why, and also that I think it was against free speech, et cetera. And I also told the lady, I have the names here on the side, but I'm not going to repeat it over the radio right now, that I had not received any reply whatsoever about other things that I have called him about in email and on the telephone. And I gave her my name and all, married name and widow name. She looked me up and she said, oh, they're still trying to get a response back to you. And I said, fine, then you have received the email. Yes, ma'am, I have. I said, okay, fine. Mention the bill, 1955, that had already passed through the House of Representatives, and please don't vote for it. I said, well, thank you. I have to call Tester's office. She said, would you like me to connect you? And I said, that's fine. Repeated the same deal to Tester's office. And, of course, he was the one gentleman who answered me but didn't give me a definite no on that Veterans Disarmament Bill,
right,
which I have mentioned in the past. So I thanked the lady, went through the whole thing. Then I called Rayburg's office, and I asked the lady, I said, is it true that Dennis Rayburg voted for this H.R. 1955 bill? I said, I see where it shows that he voted for it, and I just want to be positive that this information that I'm getting off of the Internet is correct on his vote. And, of course, she didn't know anything about it. Let me transfer you. I said, fine. The other lady came on, and she said, yes, he did vote for that, along with 400-some other people. And I said, oh, really? I said, well, you know, I'm very disappointed that he voted for this. And I said, considering that he did have a clue when it came to the hate crime bill that was just recently passed, which he voted against that bill because I had a record of all the things he had voted on. And I said he did have a clue to vote no on the hate crime bill, which was how I would have voted because I feel
right.
Crime is crime. And I said that when the original bill came up years ago when they came up with this garbage. So the lady says to me, well, ma'am, would you like me to tell you why he voted for this? And I said, no, not really. I don't need to hear why he voted for it because the bill was wrong. And I gave the explanations on why it was wrong, in my not-so-humble opinion. And I said I also would like to know why I have not heard anything from Rayburg in my email, in a post office letter, or in a return telephone call. And she said, well, ma'am, let me check here. And I said, fine. I gave her my name and address, which the other two places had no problem finding it. And I said in my letter, I gave my married name, but in legal documents and checks and so forth, I used my widowed name, but it's not very confusing. And she says, well, ma'am, I don't have you in the system at all. We don't have any record of your emails. I said, well, are you positive on that? Because you should really check again. I've sent several things to him regarding everything from gun issues to various bills. No, ma'am, I have no record of that, saying, you know, well, we don't have an email. And I said, okay. I said, well, let's get this straight. I'll give you my name, my address, my unlisted telephone number and my email all over again, and you can put me into your quote-unquote system, although I didn't say it's snotty, but it really ticked me off. Mm-hmm. And I said, the reason I'm calling and telling you that I am highly upset now that I found out that he voted for H.R. 1955 is the fact that people are sitting in their homes and wondering if anybody in Congress bothers to read their emails, bothers to read their U.S. Post Office letters, bothers to pay any attention to any phone call that they make to Washington, D.C. And I said, in fact, ma'am, I have a record of when I've called here to Washington, and I've called your office at least five different times. I have also called your office in Missoula, Montana, and given the name, and this is the man I spoke to, and I think it was Tom something. And I said, when I hang up here, I'll call him and find out why nobody has bothered to pass this information on. I said, in fact, I spoke to that one gentleman for 45 minutes not that long ago, and I even thanked him and asked him to thank Denny for not voting for that hate crime bill, and now he turns around and votes for this.
Yeah,
I called the Missoula office, and of course I got different recordings.
Sure.
And I left a message, and they didn't bother to call me back. So what did that guy, and guess who he is? It turns out he's a press secretary or some
of
such
course.
Title.
Of course. I mean, you know, here's the thing.
Title, and he never even bothered to take all that information down. And I sit here, and I write letters, and I call like everybody else does, and we try to have some sort of representation for our taxation, which, you know, we're not getting representation.
That's the point, Kevin. There is no representation any longer. We're the peasantry. How dare us speak up? How dare us, exactly. How dare us say anything at all? Because they are there on high with their AIPAC money, their lobby money that they're getting from everybody, all of the wine and dining and hookers they can stand, and they're loving it. It's $168,000 a year, nice little housing allowance. They get to go out and speak, and the only time they want to hear from you is when they're back home running for office.
That's
the only time they want to, and when you're at the town hall meeting, sit down, shut up, and listen to how great I am.
That's right. And you want to know something else? They are so afraid of Ron Paul, because I'm telling you, I was on the phone, and Mike, I am not putting you on. You can ask my husband. It's his day off today. I have been on the phone between Washington and calling different places in Montana for Ron Paul, and I plan on not just doing everything that I'm doing here on my own, but helping with the campaign. And I've talked to higher-ups in all the different parties and trying to find different things from the Board of Elections, although they don't call it that in Montana. They have some other name for it, so bear with me. I'm not that old of a resident here. And it's as though...
It's Gaming Commission, isn't it?
A Gaming Commission.
You'd probably be just as close. I mean, it's a gamble if the election's counted, right?
They don't call it, like, townships and count. Well, they call it county, but you know what I mean? But anyway,
right.
What I'm getting at is, I have been on this phone back and forth and trying to do something, and they are afraid of Ron Paul. They
sure
are literally afraid of Ron Paul. And whether Ron Paul gets in there or not, okay, which I hope he does, they are running scared. Now, you tell me where all those emails went. Where did this so-called Tom something or other in Missoula, where did he put all that information I gave him? My unlisted phone number and everything else. In file 13? Well, if he put it in file 13, I sure as heck hope he shredded it, my personal information, first, because it really ticks me off. And I can't believe that they said that they did not receive it. And if any Montana people are listening in right now, I'm telling you, you should, all of you should call and say, by the way, I haven't received any replies yet. Can you tell me why I have not received any replies?
Yeah, I agree, Catherine. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, and I'm sorry about my scratchy throat.
Don't worry about your throat, hon.
And God bless you, and keep up the good work. And I spread your show and RBN and your and Truth Network to some other Ron Paul people, even up by Kalispell.
Excellent. I appreciate
all
it. Thank
over.
You very much.
Okay.
You have a great night.
Blessings to you. Sending you all hugs.
Thank you, and back to you as well. You know, there is no representation any longer. It's a selection process, and the whole nine yards, and everybody thinks is, okay, well, all these guys are terrible, but my guy, he's all right. No, your guy sucks just as bad as the rest of them. You know, and I'm at the point where I think with these people and these fools that occupy the halls of our Congress, is that from now on when you talk to them, say, look, you know, you don't vote for what, if you vote this way, and it goes against what we believe, then we're not going to reelect you. Just period, end of story. And you tell them that you're going to do absolutely everything in your power to see that they don't. I mean, this is, if we're going to do this at the ballot box, and we're going to do this without shots being fired, it's time that we rise up as people and say, hell no, we're not taking this anymore. You don't listen to us, you go bye-bye. Sorry. It's hasta la vista, baby. I mean, that's it in an absolute nutshell. We, you know, they sit inside this perceived reality that's fed to the American people, and they can't deal with somebody who knows what's going on. Same thing with this red state thing. They can't deal with it. You can't have a discussion and an argument justifying a war, justifying trillions of dollars in debt, and the way that our government is currently run against freedom, liberty, and the Constitution. There's no argument. Because freedom and liberty and the Constitution should trump the way our government is currently run. And the fact that we're in some boondoggle in Iraq, we're about to start a boondoggle in Iran, we're about to see a boondoggle start in northern Iraq with the Turks going across to take out the Kurds. Oh, but we better sit back and be quiet because 70% of the supplies flown into Iraq, guess what? Come from insulate Turkey. We had better get after it. And you've got to start letting these people know. They may not listen, and that's not the point. The point is you draw the line in the sand and say, I've had it with you, Mr. Congressman or Mr. Congress or Miss Congresswoman. And if you don't vote the way Americans tell you to vote, then it's bye-bye time. I mean, plain and simple, that's where this needs to be. We've got to stop monkeying around and start acting instead of reacting. I mean, that's what we've done for so long, is reacting over this, reacting over that, rushing at the last minute to try to stop a bill. These people need to know straight up front, you do it this way and you're going to the House. No more $168K a year, no more lobbyists, no more hookers, no more whining, no more dining. It's back to your little home, and back with the little missus. This is pitiful. I mean, this is absolutely pitiful. John in Connecticut, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You are on, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, it was kind of sad hearing that the sadness in that last lady's voice at the lack of what am I going to say? I guess the lack of response from the people in Congress. And when you call down there, they're laughing at us behind their backs. They have these press secretaries. They don't read those emails. They don't read those letters. They couldn't give a rat's ass. Pardon my French, Irish about that. I mean, you know, I'm doing my little TV show locally here, trying to get the message out. They shut that down.
No kidding.
Yep, they keep the sound as dead more often than not. And the last 2 weeks, they put their religious shows on accidentally on purpose, even though I went down a couple of hours before, put a big yellow sticker on, giving them the time frame when it's on. Oh, no, 3 weeks in a row. Nothing. Blank screen. 1 hour, the religious show was in my spot. I have a 2-hour spot on Access TV. They kill it every time. Then 2 days ago, I get a helicopter, comes over the house here, stops around. You know, I go outside, I hear it, I give him the finger, and he goes a big circle, stops the thing right outside. I get the video camera out. You want to see them take off then? Yeah. Oh yeah, he went. I never saw it. The altitude he went. He went straight up with that thing. So I'm trying
That's
to make
funny.
An identification on who was behind that. So it's all over. It's all over. I mean, these people are just fooling with us slowly. I'm not fooling around anymore. I mean, I'm basically taking arms lessons at this stage. You know, I don't know how to pull the trigger, but I better learn real fast. And the rest
yeah,
of us better learn real
you know,
fast.
And I don't want to see it come to that, John. I really don't.
I don't either. But you know, when you go flying helicopters around people's houses, scaring the horses.
Yeah.
You know, well, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
You know, they want to draw first blood. Go ahead, but they're not going to get mine. You know, I mean.
Right.
It's only a matter of time. This shit's going down, and that's, you know.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I understand, and it's.
I've been in Northern Ireland. I know what goes on. These people, you know, they don't mess around.
Right.
They're just waiting for us to go down slowly.
Yeah, it's all just a piece at a time. John, I appreciate the call. Thanks for being on the show tonight. Yeah, it is indeed. Piece at a time. That way you don't notice it so easy. I mean, if it was so drastic, people would rise up and say, no, 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 no. But one freedom here, one there. Yeah, it doesn't. Just as long as you're watching Dancing with the Stars. Back in just a minute with more here on the Midnight Rider.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When I came home last night,
even talk to me. 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to join us here on the broadcast tonight here on the Midnight Rider. You know, we, folks, we are at a critical standpoint where it is time that we just bow up and just say no more. No more. Draw the line in the sand. At so many different levels, we have to do this. We have to take the fight to them. This is still an information war. And it's about information, and it's about informing people and educating people as to what's going on. And the only way we can do this is to get in their own front yard. And meanwhile, at the same time, we have to stop feeding this beast. Folks, we cannot continue to allow this beast to grow. It's a parasite. It's sucking and feeding off of us. It's feeding off the lifeblood of this country. The American worker will soon be a thing of the past. We've got illegals pouring into this country at thousands a day. That's not being curtailed. Sure, you've got some raids going on here and there to make it look good. But by and large, nothing is happening. I mean, they come to this country, get a dandy amount of health care and all of this good stuff, and hey, there's no reason to go home. But yet they send the money back home to Mexico and money home from illegals working here in this country is the second biggest piece of the Mexican economy. Now think about that for a minute. And it's not that Americans will not do the jobs that they say that these illegals are doing. It's Americans won't do the jobs for the wages that they're paying the illegals. And the sad thing in this is not only are the illegals drawing the wages down in this country and putting any type of infrastructure to the test. As more and more of them come, more and more of them are needing health care, schooling for their children, all of that. And, of course, I understand them wanting a good and decent life. Who wouldn't? But do it legally. I'm not against legal immigration. I'm against illegal immigration based on what it's doing to this country. You know, when you've got upwards of maybe 40 million illegals in this country, folks, that's almost 15% of the population. And it's growing. I live in a suburb of Oklahoma City, and a new beauty shop pops up the other day. All the writing on the glass and on the roof with the sign, Spanish, and they are pervading every area across the country. And I'm not against them personally. I like them just fine. I know a number of Hispanics, and I enjoy being around them, but they're here legally. And what they're doing, and the Hispanics who are here illegally, they don't like it. Same thing with the Chinese, Vietnamese. Regardless of where these people come from, you know, there are people here legally that don't like it. I mean, we talked with Michael Herzog's wife, Lindsay, the other night. She's played by the rules. She's done everything that she's been asked to do, and they're talking about kicking her out of the country. Yet she's paid all this money, has played by the rules, and had she just come here illegally, everything would just be dandy. It's madness, folks. What's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. What's up is down, and down is up. None of it makes any sense anymore, folks, and we've got to take it back. Stop feeding the beast. Back in a minute with more Hour 2 around the corner right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.